The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Boys and girls, this is the Undisputed Era. Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, and you're listening to Going In Raw, baby.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
This is Shayna Baszler, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode. And you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up? It's the moonwalking, trash talking princess of Staten Island. I want to remind you all that Mela is money, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, this is Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke watching Going In the Raw.
This is the knockout artist, Cassius Ohno, and you're Going In Raw.
Hey, Rendell Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/ Steve and Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, notify bell next to it, and make sure you're always getting your new Going In Raw notifications. This Sunday is Survivor Series.
Oh, that's right.
Which means we're here to tell you guys exactly what's going to happen with the utmost and supreme confidence that we possibly can. Right?
Well, a couple of them I'm highly confident, but no.
We're going to be live streaming our reactions,
yes.
not actual Survivor Series, but we're going to be watching it.
Against the law.
And live streaming our reactions. So here's our schedule for this weekend. It's a big four weekend, so it's a big weekend for us.
Aye.
Tomorrow morning, Friday morning at 9:30?
I can do 9.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. We are booking Survivor Series, the Steven Larson, the very popular Steven Larson book WWE. We will be booking Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
Name some of the marquee matchups we're looking at. Roman Reigns, Chill Roman.
Versus Baron Corbin in a false count anywhere match.
Ooh, will this leader of Slow Wolfpack pull ahead?
Yeah.
Will he retain?
Shinsuke Nakamura versus Neville, New Japan Neville.
This...
for the network championship.
This feud has been crazy.
Man, it's been some incredible matches.
What's our main event?
Main event is the Undisputed Champion, The Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
Versus Brock Lesnar, who is supposed to be retired.
Brock Lesnar.
If he did a run-in.
I'll put you down
like a dog. And then Saturday, we're doing a reaction live stream for NXT TakeOver War Games.
The very first time we've ever done a TakeOver reaction live stream. Saturday night, we'll be doing that. And then, of course, on Sunday, we'll be live for all 6 or 7 hours of Survivor Series.
Well, we won't be there for the whole pre-show.
No. So 5 or 6 hours, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Should be good.
As far as I know, the only pre-show match announced thus far is the first one. Here on the list, let's get right into it.
Right into it.
The tag team Survivor Series match, Team Raw, represented by, not that really matters, Bob Roode, Chad Gable, The Revival, The B-Team, Lucha House Party, and The Ascension, taking on Team SmackDown, represented by The Usos, The New Day, Sanity, The Club, and The Clones.
Just because this shouldn't be even close to competitive, just because... this is the most wildly...
it's really lopsided.
Uneven, lopsided matchup. I'm giving it all my confidence points.
Wow.
SmackDown, Team SmackDown goes over all... 7 confidence points.
No.
Eight matches?
There's 8 matches.
Okay. 8. Yeah. All 8. Good. All 8 confidence points goes to Team SmackDown. This shouldn't even be close.
No. Really, the only team from SmackDown that might be eliminated is the Clones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, SmackDown should clean house.
Clean house.
I agree. This is wildly lopsided. SmackDown should win easily and handily.
Yeah.
Confidence points, 7.
Yeah. Agreed. Next.
Next.
We have a cruiserweight. I hope this makes the main card.
Me too.
Cruiserweight matchup for the Cruiserweight Championship. Mustafa Ali, the challenger. Buddy Murphy, the current champion.
This Who you is got?
His first defense, is that correct?
I think so.
Yeah. I've got Buddy Murphy. I don't think that they're going to do. His title reign is not going to be a Cedric Alexander length one. I think the more important story is Cedric getting that title back, and then they'll have him versus Mustafa Ali at Mania. I think Buddy Murphy, because they've especially been playing up this Mustafa Ali being overworked and damaged goods anyways.
Yeah.
So Buddy Murphy goes over here. That's my pick.
I think you're right. Confidence point of one. Because I do think it's possible they'll give that belt to Ali.
Yeah.
And I hope they do. I'm going to be rooting for Ali completely.
I only have one confidence point here because it just sort of landed that way.
This kind of feels like the closest thing to a coin flip on this entire card. I feel like most of them are pretty straightforward about who's going to win.
The other coin flip is later on in the card for me. The funny thing is I'm actually fairly confident about this. I don't really feel like rearranging stuff.
Yeah.
This next one actually could have gotten all my confidence points. It really could have.
Wow.
The Authors of Pain versus Thibar, tag champions versus tag champions. I see Authors of Pain going over here.
They kind of have to. They just got those belts. They're not the established act like Thibar. They kind of need this win. However, the addition of, Big Show to Thibar could complicate matters if he were to get involved.
Yeah, but he's
cost Authors of Pain the match. That could kind of be a protected loss for Authors of Pain because it's the Big Show.
Hold on a second, though. Here's the big thing. Have the Authors of Pain been pinned on Raw?
Not in a tag team match.
Oh, but in singles they have, yeah. But as a tag team, I don't see even that being the case. And Thibar, they lose nothing. Nothing at all.
No, it does wonders for Authors of Pain to get up the win.
It really does. Only two confidence points for you. Interesting.
It's kind of like with the Buddy Murphy Mustafa Ali match for you. I just allocated my points elsewhere.
Sure, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Sounds good.
Next, the Women's Survivor Series match, Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Kind of similar to the tag match, but not to the same degree. This should be a pretty easy win for Team SmackDown.
And add to that the possibility that Nia Jax will be under some sort of probation.
Yeah.
Some sort of perhaps punishment for essentially erasing the main event of one of the big four pay-per-views.
Yeah.
With her wayward punch. Not really wayward punch towards Becky Lynch's face. I think that puts Team Raw women's division in even a greater hole. It's a terrible team. It's an awful. You have two jobbers, two traditional jobbers, Mickey James in her current role as jobber and Tamina, who I know they're booking her strong, but she's less the powerhouse than Nia Jax really is.
Yeah.
But she can still eat a pin. There's any number of people on this team that can. Ruby Riott, oh my God, she can totally eat a pin.
Yeah.
Any number of these people, they have Natalya on there and her dad's sunglasses. That's weird.
Really, the fact that Asuka's on Team SmackDown, she should dominate this match. She should pretty much eliminate four of the five Raw competitors if they really want to put forth the effort, which they should, to build Asuka back up into this force that's to be reckoned with, that's to be feared. Asuka should go in this match. She should dominate. She should pretty much single-handedly win this for Team SmackDown.
Yeah, I agree. So, I've got 7 confidence points.
I have 5.
That's not too different. Yeah. This next one is the other one that I think could be potentially a toss-up simply because, and that's why I only gave it 2 confidence points. It's Seth Rollins, the current Intercontinental Champion, versus Shinsuke Nakamura, the current United States Champion over there on SmackDown. I only gave it 2 confidence points, and I gave it to Shinsuke Nakamura for the following reason. Dean Ambrose.
Yep.
And his oil drum fire.
Yeah.
If he wasn't involved at all, if this was a straight up thing and the math worked out in terms of the brand, because also the math works out, I've got Raw going over 4-3.
All right.
In terms of the number of matches.
Yeah.
Seth would have won. I mean, they love Seth. Like, they treat him like a massive star.
Mm-hmm.
Shinsuke Nakamura is, they don't really care if he eats any losses. They're fine with that. So he would win straight up, but Dean Ambrose is going to get involved.
Yeah, well, whether it's direct Dean interference or indirect, Dean is going to cost Seth this match.
Yeah.
Seth has already said on Raw he's not concerning himself with Nakamura in the least, whereas Nakamura says he is laser-focused on defeating Seth Rollins. That's all you really need to know.
Stephanie seem to care more on Raw about the brand winning then SmackDown seems to care.
It was pretty much the SmackDown women's division is really the only part of SmackDown that seems to care about representing the brand.
And because of that, I think Raw's gonna win the overall matches, and so all the math on mine has to line up. But I'm pretty sure we're gonna be on the same page for.
Yeah, I feel like it's we might be in complete alignment. In which case, maybe I'll pick Mustafa Ali instead of Buddy Murphy.
See, don't do that. Don't do that. That's what I did, and that's what caused me to lose all the time.
It's only one confidence point. Eventually, we'll have some prop bets.
That confidence. Oh, we will. Okay. All right. We'll see about. Next up, men's Survivor Series match: Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Team Raw. So Team Raw is built to lose this match, which is why they're going to win this match.
That seems to be the math every year. Last year they were built to lose, and yet they won.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the year prior. But yeah, this seems like this match should be a vehicle for Braun to see. He's gonna be the most motivated competitor in this entire match because his compliance in terms of being part of the team will lead to things that he really wants. Title match against Brock, a match against Baron to exact some measure of revenge against Baron for what he did to him. Braun's going to go in there. He's going to dominate. If Daniel Bryan was still in this match, I might reconsider that. However, you got Drew and Braun on Team Raw. They should win handily.
Yeah, they really should.
There's really no one on Team SmackDown that can't eat a pin.
I kind of forget how they did it 2 years ago, but last year...
Oh, like half of Team SmackDown was eliminated within the first 5 minutes.
They booked that match as if it was in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. None of the rivalries within the teams mattered at all. None of the strengths of Team SmackDown mattered at all. None of that stuff mattered. And so did Raw went over because of Triple H.
Yeah. Because essentially. He deemed it so.
Exactly. They booked that match in a total vacuum. They might do the same, or they probably will do the same to get to justify Raw going over. But you're right. It's going to be Braun and Drew. They should be trying to tear each other. Team Raw should be trying to tear each other apart at the seams. For some reason, they're not going to be.
It's because Braun, I think, is going to be the one that's going to keep the team together.
Yeah, that could, yeah. Get in there and fight. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Give him those hands.
Yeah. Next,
Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair.
Should have been the Becky versus Ronda main event.
Yep.
But instead, we got something pretty fantastic. Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair anyways.
Ronda's going over totally. Eighth confidence points. All my confidence points.
All right. You put all the confidence points on where they want the money to go, which is smart. I put all my confidence points on how ridiculous.
A pre-show match that half the people won't watch. And so if Team Raw happens to win, no one's really going to notice.
Exactly. I've got Ronda going over here. I think they're going to book this by and large the same way they would have booked Becky versus Ronda. A really long, really hard fought fight. But with Ronda eventually going over and winning the respect of Becky Lynch for being a true fighter. I'm kind of glad that's not happening now because I'd rather see that at Mania in the main event. I want Becky and Ronda to make history there.
Yes.
I really hope that happens.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Ronda's going over totally. Confidence points 8. Finally, it's probably going to be the main event. Brock Lesnar versus the new WWE champion, Daniel Bryan.
So here's another one that I think I have a very hard time believing. Number one, Daniel Bryan's not going to win this clean.
No.
I doubt he's going to win this. He just destroyed AJ Styles' head. So chances are AJ's going to have something to say about this. I do think they're going to book Daniel Bryan supremely strong and crafty and smart.
Totally.
In fact, one of our prop bets should involve German suplexes.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Like an over-under thing or
How
something.
How many German suplexes? What confidence points? I have Brock winning confidence points 6.
Oh yeah, I've got Lesnar 4. Oops. Put that in the wrong place. I think it makes sense for prop bets. Yeah, AJ gets involved in the main event.
Yeah.
I
think he ultimately cost Daniel Bryan that match.
I believe that's
as revenge for kicking his head in pretty much.
So you have one German suplex.
I think the story of Daniel Bryan of trying to avoid the going to Suplex City is a strong one. However, in the end, he eats one. He can only escape so many times until he eats one.
I think the AJ distraction will probably... The AJ distraction will probably cause Daniel Bryan to eat, start eating German suplexes. So I'm gonna say five.
Wow.
Look, man.
They gotta protect that head though.
They have to protect the head, but here's the thing about Brock's German suplexes. From what we haven't actually heard of anybody getting concussed.
No.
From them.
No, it looked like one of the Singh brothers came close, though, on
that,
Raw.
That looked really close. That was very scary. I think Brock Lesnar probably understands how to do it properly. I think he's a smart businessman, and he knows that he doesn't want it. It doesn't really matter if he hurts a Singh brother. I don't like it, but nobody's going to criticize him for that.
Yeah.
But he obviously knows he can't step in there and injure, you know, concuss the WWE champion.
Yes.
So, but I think there's a way that they can do it so that in Vince's mind, people pay to see Brock take people to Suplex City.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very important to Vince. So I think we're going to get at least five. That's my
number. All right. Let's do one more prop bet. Each of these picks worth 1 point. Who's going to have the most eliminations per Survivor Series match? So in the tag match, I'm saying New Day, most eliminations. They're not captains, so that's kind of their...
But the Usos are in the match.
Yeah, the Usos are in the match. Yeah, yeah. Asuka, she should really eliminate everybody. And then Braun is pretty much going to single-handedly bring victory to Team Raw.
All right. There's... Two of these can be debated. One of them... There's no way I'm going to pick against Asuka having most eliminations.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with you on Asuka, but just to... I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities that the Usos being captains...
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
...will get most eliminations. And I also think that it's not out of the...
Possibility. Imagine a story in the men's match where Drew and Braun try to outdo one each other by getting the most eliminations.
Yeah, I could see that. Totally. So I'm going to go with the Usos and Drew... those are my predictions. What a great set of predictions. We are on the same page in every single one of these matches, though.
You know what? I'm doing it.
Oh, don't go with Ali.
Ali's winning.
He's not going to win.
He's picking up that belt.
All right.
And we're going to get Ali versus Cedric at Mania with Ali as champion.
I would love that. And here's the thing. It's not like immediately. Buddy Murphy's title reign is one of those things immediately.
Underwhelming because he's not even around. Like Cody Nese was the focus of the story.
I know.
That might be intentional.
That might not be a bad pick right there.
It's only one confident point. I got some prop bets to make.
Got some prop bets. Do we have to be on the nose with these Germans who plays?
Yeah.
Five. How many did AJ eat last year? Do we know?
I don't remember.
I'll have to look that up.
He also doesn't have a history of concussion issues to the same degree as Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, well, you know, you just land on your shoulders, you're good. You're good. And here's the thing. It's only five. It's only five. How many have seen
it?
Like 16?
It only takes one.
Yeah. He's not going to do a release thing. Has Daniel Bryan eaten any German suplexes from anybody else?
Not that I recall. Let's say it hasn't happened. I don't remember it happening.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, be sure to let us know what you guys think in the comments below or tweet at us at Real Going In Raw. I might put up a thread on the YouTube community tab as well.
Oh, good idea.
For predictions.
Good idea. Great idea.
Great idea. Also, hey, there's this also. The $1 Patreon mark, $1 a month gets you access to the Going In Raw Discord. They also do a group. They do titles. I'm probably going to lose my IC championship.
I was at one point the champion of the whole thing.
Yeah, at one point. But what have you done for us lately? Right now, I am Intercontinental Champion.
That means you won one show.
Yes,
correct. It wasn't a cumulative thing.
Have you ever been Intercontinental Champion?
No.
So you've never won in one show?
No, but I don't care. I care about the cumulative top prize.
But I've won a show.
That's fine. It was like an Impact show, too.
Yeah, well, I'd rather be Intercontinental Champion because I'm good. Anyways, thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Starting at $1 a month, you can enjoy Going In Raw ad-free, gain access to the daily 30-minute Going In Raw post-show, exclusive merchandise, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.